For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and I'm so excited for today's topic. I know I say that in every episode, but it's because I'm excited for every episode. I love what I do, and I'm very excited to chat with you guys today. We're going to be talking about balance. I have been having this conversation with so many of my friends lately, and so many that have been like just graduating college or maybe for the first time, like this is their first summer with a quote unquote big girl job, which is just like the best way to put it. You know, because in the summer you can have summer jobs where maybe you're like a waitress or you nanny or you do, you know, summer jobs. But this year, maybe this is your first time where you have, you know, your first corporate job or internship or whatever it might be, your big girl job. And so many people for their first summer having a job, being like full-time employed, it's definitely a shift. And it's one that you're not really prepared for because it's not taught. And it's also one that takes a lot of adjusting and a lot of getting used to. And sometimes you just have to talk it through with friends. So I just want this to be like an episode today where you just talk it through with a friend. And I'm your friend. And look, misery loves company. And if you want to bitch a little bit, we can bitch a little bit. We can bitch. Don't even worry about it. But I'm also here just to offer insight of how to work hard and play hard. Because bottom line is everyone wants to enjoy their summer. And you deserve to enjoy your life in the summertime just as much as anyone else. It just might look a little bit different than in years past. So that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. And I'm so excited to dive into that. Now, also just remember that I have typically always been self-employed. So my stance and viewpoint is going to be skewed to the self-employed aspect of it. I tried my best to talk about like corporate examples as well. If you don't work for yourself and you have, you know, like a 9-to-5 or an 8-to-4 or whatever it might be, I tried my best to offer both perspectives, but I will admit it was a little skewed towards the entrepreneur side of things just because that's how I've always worked and it's all I've ever known. But I tried my best. But we'll get into that in a little bit. I hope everyone's having a great Monday so far. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. It is Memorial Day across the country. And what a crazy Memorial Day. I'm recording this on Thursdays like I normally do. So I'm doing this Thursday, May 26th. And I'm really looking forward to Memorial Day. And let me tell you why. This weekend is absolutely wild for me. So the weekend for me coming up, which is the weekend that has currently just passed, like Memorial Day weekend, is wild for me. First and foremost, it is Stride Sea Isle's grand opening. Stride Sea Isle, if you don't know, is my business. It's my fitness studio down here at the Jersey Shore. I do rhythmic spin and mat Pilates on the beach. It's in Sea Isle City. If you guys ever want to come visit, it is like the best way to start your day ever. So Stride Sea Isle has its grand opening this weekend. We've been doing like free classes all week. So we're in a great groove already. Things are going so amazing. I'm so proud of everyone. And I'm just super excited to open. But opening weekend is always just a little stressful, terrifying, and exciting all at the same time. So that is Friday, technically. Well, it's technically Saturday, but in my mind, Memorial Day weekend starts on a Friday, which is tomorrow. But the grand opening in itself is Saturday, Sunday, and Monday today, which is the day that you guys are listening to this. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday is Stride Sea Isle's grand opening, which means early mornings, which not a stranger to, not a problem with, but it does mean early mornings. It's also a 21st birthday for one of my staff members who has become such a great friend of mine. And that is going to be super fun. It's her birthday on Friday, the 28th. On Saturday, the 28th. But because it's like a 21st, that means that like you stay up till midnight the night before and then go to the bar. So we're going to the bars two nights for her 21st birthday. It's also a bachelorette party. One of my closest friends is coming down for a bachelorette party and I'm hosting all the girls at my house. So I think there's going to be like 8 girls this weekend down at my house on top of everything that I've already said. So that's going to be super fun and so much stuff to do there with the bachelorette party. I also have a wedding to attend this weekend. Okay. There's also a wedding this weekend that is 3 hours away on Saturday. So that is a lot. And on top of all of that, it's Memorial Day weekend down at the shore. So it's going to be nonstop starting today, which is Thursday, until you guys listen to this on Monday. You can bet your bottom dollar that on Tuesday, I will be taking an out of office day once like 11 a.m. hits because I will need to literally just be an introvert for the rest of that day. So I'll be back at it on Wednesday. But yeah, it's like so crazy. I do have a spoiler though. I decided to not go to the wedding just because there was so much going on this weekend that I wasn't going to be able to do it all. And because it was 3 hours away and I wasn't going to be staying over because I have to be here back at the shore at like 6 a.m. that Sunday, it just didn't really make sense to, you know, do a 6 hour round trip for with Memorial Day weekend traffic coming down to the shore. It just would not have made any sense. And it's a wedding that like I could miss. So I'm not going anymore, which actually freed up a lot of stress. It was my decision and it just makes most sense. So I took the wedding out of the equation and I still have so much to do this weekend. And it's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of activities for an introvert like me. I know I've said this in the past where it seems like I'm an extrovert because you guys see me online, you see me doing my podcast, you see me teaching a spin class in front of a group of people. Like I seem extroverted, but the truth of the matter is after my spin classes and after this podcast and really just those two things, I need to always recharge and just be quiet for a couple of hours and just be by myself for a couple of hours and just like get back to myself. And when I do YouTube videos, if you guys notice, it's typically me always at my house because I just like my alone time and I like to be alone. And it's just because I'm a huge introvert. So fun fact about me is that I'm an introvert. And yeah, so it's going to be a lot this weekend for me. And I'm definitely carving out like pockets of time for my alone time so that I can like recharge and be happy and not stressed and like a fun girly to be around. Otherwise I will be an actual nightmare. That's just something that I know about myself. But anyway, this weekend is going to be wild. And when you guys are listening to this on Monday, I'm excited to see what the weekend did for me, where I went for the weekend, all this stuff that happened this weekend, the fact that I made it on the other side with all the events going on. I'm very excited for that, very excited for me. And I can definitely update you guys in next week's episode. But that's going to be a fun weekend. I also wanted to include this weekend because it ties into today's theme of balance. And you guys know, like, hot girl summer. I'm toying around with calling this episode Balanced Girl Summer. But that might be kind of stupid, but I don't really know. I haven't seen anyone say that. I'm sure people say it, but I haven't seen it be a thing is what I'm trying to get at. So if anyone has, like, if that's a thing and I just called it stupid, I apologize because I don't mean it's like stupid. Now I'm like backtracking. What I'm saying is I just don't know if I like that title. Okay. So anyway, I wanted to include that because it goes into what we're talking about today with balance. But one other thing that I want to say quickly before we begin is that I'm really mad at myself and I have to tell you guys why. I got so sunburned and I'm like so mad at myself for getting as sunburned as I did because I last year didn't get a single sunburn. I also got like zero color last year, so that's probably good. But I got really sunburned yesterday and it's like so annoying. So this past weekend, it was absolutely gorgeous down at the beach and we went on the beach on Saturday, like all day Saturday laying out on the beach. And then on Sunday, we went on the boat all day laying out and I was wearing my SPF being good. I got a little red on like my right shoulder, but nothing crazy, nothing major. It was just a mix up and a slip up in my application. You know what I mean? So my bad, I will do better next time. So here I am, spent 2 days out in the sun, not a cloud in the sky, next to nothing for the burns. I was feeling really confident. At my beach house, we have a rooftop deck. We call it the grill. And the grill is perfect for days where it's a little chilly on like ground level, but up on the grill, it's not. It's hot and you can cook up there. That's why we call it the grill. So me and Katie, who I live with over the summer, we're like, we'll just go up on the grill today and lay out. So I go up on the grill and I put on a suit and I did what I used to do in 2020, which was I got the Maui Bay browning lotion. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to throw this on for a little bit. And Katie's like, I don't know, man, you might burn. I'm like, no, I won't. Like, I was out in the sun this whole entire weekend, barely got a burn. Like, I'm good. Well, I come in from the deck 2 hours later and I'm burnt to a crisp. 2 hours up on the grill and I am a lobster. I was not only so mad at myself, but so embarrassed because I feel like I know better. I know better than what I did, but I got too ambitious. I got too excited. And I remember saying to myself, like, I did this all the time in 2020 and like I barely got burned. But I think I'm just remembering a false reality. I definitely got burned in 2020 and I'm remembering it now because I remember like my thighs were so red and I went to sleep one night. My thighs were like so cold and then hot, you know, like when you get burned like that, it's like the worst. So that happened. And you know what? So like horrible. I got in from, tanning on the grill, went to the shower and in the shower, I'm like so red. I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Like this will totally like turn to like a tan, like I'll have like a nice tan for summer, like it'll look great. You know what? Not even, because I was wearing a bandeau top yesterday, so now my chest has a straight line across it. Oh my God. And I'm also just like talking myself off a ledge and I'm like, I'm fine, like this will heal in like a day or two. It doesn't even hurt that bad. Yeah, it hurts and I'm like burnt and I just can't believe I did that to myself. So embarrassed, but you know what? It's okay, it'll go away. I've just been drinking lots of water, putting lots of lotion all over. I have a blue aloe, which is like my favorite kind of aloe. So I've been using that. And I think that really, really helps blue aloe. I woke up today and my skin looks so much better than it did yesterday. And I've also just been taking ibuprofen. So it doesn't really hurt when I wear clothes and it's been helping a lot, but I just had to say it. I was so ashamed and so embarrassed that I got so sunburned yesterday. Who do I think I am letting myself use browning lotion? My last name is DeSimone, but the way I burn, you'd never know I'm Italian. Ever. My dad and sister like literally go outside and like their Italian skin just loves the sun. But me and my mom, just the sun does not love our skin. Anyway, so I got super burned only on the front side, of course. So my backside has no burn and I now have a straight line across my chest, which I will need to fix. I don't know how because I'm not getting burned again. I'm going to be an SPF queen again. Normally I use SPF 30. Last summer I did SPF 50. And I was like as pale as I was in the winter. So I don't think I'm going to be that extreme. Probably just SPF 30 again. But anyway, that's my tanning story. So let's get into how to have a balanced summer. And like I said, I'm just so excited to talk about this. And just balancing work and life all the time, yes, but like specifically in the summer. And it's the balance of work hard and play hard. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, to light therapy, to EMF management, and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Bondcharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's bondcharge.com/manifest. I was talking about this with my friend, Lindsay, shout out Lindsay. And I'm also talking about it with her sister, Lauren, tomorrow. Shout out Lauren, love them both. It's so funny that I'm about to say this because Lindsay said it to me so briefly on a walk, but like it really, really, really stuck with me. Lindsay's boyfriend does work in the finance field, and Lindsay's told me that her boyfriend's clients are these very, you know, very successful businessmen and women. And her boyfriend notices a trend that when the summer hits towards the end of the week, her boyfriend's workload gets lighter because his clients that are these very successful businessmen and women tend to, you know, take off at the end of the week or work shorter hours and vacation more and enjoy their life more, and they just generally work less in the summertime. And it's so funny that that stuck with me so much because she just said it like passing on a walk in like the middle of our conversation. It was not the idea of our conversation, but just like a thought, but it stuck with me. And it made me think about all of us because so many of us aspire to be successful in our field, whatever it is. So many of us aspire to be the best of what we do. And we feel like when we're working towards a goal or working towards getting somewhere in our career, we have to put our heads down and hustle, hustle, hustle. But, and you know what? You do need to work hard. But the truth of the matter is, everyone at the end of the day is human. And at the end of the day, everyone wants to enjoy their life. We work really, really hard so that we can enjoy our life. How unfulfilling would it be if all we ever did was work, work, work with none of the benefits of working hard? We work hard so that we can get money in our bank so that we can enjoy our life, right? I mean, isn't that what it's all about? It's about making the money to go take vacations. It's about making the money to go somewhere with people that you love. It's about working hard so that you can have a stable life with those around you to enjoy your life. And I don't want this to come across that like money is everything, but I also kind of want to emphasize that it is just a job. It is just a career. You're not going to take money to the grave with you. You're not going to take your job to the grave with you. And life is about living. It's about making memories. It's about the friendships, the relationships, the family, the small moments. And when we work, work, work with none of the outside happiness that comes from watching sunsets or sunrises, going on walks, taking vacations, going out to dinner or happy hours, going for a run, being friends, sitting by a campfire, going to a baseball game, partaking in a soccer game, these small things that make us human and make us happy is what lets us go to work the next day feeling recharged and feeling good. Just kind of like what I was saying earlier, how I know I'm an introvert, and in order for me to be fun and show up and have a great time at all these events I have going on this weekend, that means that I need to carve out like 2 hours a day to be mute and have no one talk to me and be alone for 2 hours a day. I need that in order to be, you know, great in these kinds of environments where there's lots of people and I need to be on. It's the same with work. If I were to wake up every day, work for every single day, come home just to wake up and work again the next day for 7 days a week, I would hate my life. And I think a lot of people would agree with that. We work hard so that we can enjoy the moments. And just like the most successful businessmen and women in the world, everyone wants to work less in the summer. And you shouldn't feel bad for feeling that way. And you also shouldn't feel bad for the dilemma that you feel when it kind of sucks sometimes when you have to work during the summer. Everyone's going to feel that. And you're allowed to know that, like, yeah, sometimes it sucks. It really does. Sometimes it just sucks. And it's allowed to suck. But you're also allowed to enjoy your life as you should. I have a couple questions that I want for you guys when it comes to setting boundaries. If you email someone and they don't answer you until the next day, or let's say you email someone on a Friday and they don't answer you until Monday, or if you email someone on a Wednesday afternoon and they answer you Thursday morning, are you ever mad at that email going unanswered? Or do you just understand and maybe almost even forget that you sent the email until they respond back into your inbox? For me, it's the latter. I almost forget I send the email, unless it's one that's like incredibly pressing. But for the most time, I normally forget until it shows back up in my inbox. And I imagine I'm not alone in that. My other question, are you ever mad when someone schedules something maybe earlier in the day and avoid like late night meetings so you can enjoy your afternoons? I know that I'm definitely not. Are you ever mad when someone says no but offers a time that better serves them? Because I know that I never am. Do you ever not respect someone's boundaries when they set them? And then are you ever mad when someone even sets a boundary in the first place? I know that I'm never mad. How you answer those questions is how most people answer those questions as well. Who's going to be mad at you for answering an email 18 hours later after you got it? Who's going to be mad at you for answering an email 2 days later back in the business world? Who's going to be mad at you for setting a boundary? Who's going to be mad at you for saying, I can't do this time, but I can do X, Y, and Z instead. Please choose one that works best for you. Most people are incredibly understanding. And here's the truth of the matter. As an employer, I would always rather have someone say to me, hey, Tori, I can give you 4 hours of work on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, rather than 9 to 5 on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. But I promise you that those 4 hours, I'm going to give you the best 4 hours of work that you can imagine. And they are going to get everything done that you need me to get done. And you know what? That sets a boundary. Right there, it's saying that this person as an employer can work Monday, Wednesday, Friday, for example, for 4 hours. And then I know if I need them on a Tuesday, I can reach out on Tuesday, email, text, whatever, and say, hey, tomorrow when you're working, this is what I need, blah, 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 whatever it might be. Sets a boundary and it ensures quality work. Setting aside time in your day and blocking out time in your day to get done really good quality work so that when you finish out your day, you can look back and say, you know, I did a really great job today and now I'm able to go enjoy my day because I got done everything that I could have gotten done is incredibly important. What I'm getting at, I normally write down like exactly what I'm going to say, but I kind of wrote down like loose bullet points. So that was a little bit of a tangent. You could probably tell. But what I'm getting at is that you should not put yourself on a pedestal that is way higher than others. What I mean by that, if you wouldn't be mad at someone else for not answering an email immediately, don't think they will be mad at you. If you aren't mad at someone saying, oh, I can't do a 12 o'clock meeting, but I can do one at 10 a.m. or 11:30, please pick, then don't be mad at yourself. If someone wants a meeting at 4 p.m., but you have a 1 p.m. open and you'd rather do a 1 p.m. Don't be mad at yourself for what you would not get mad at others for, what you wouldn't get upset at others for. And just remember to approach every boundary with honesty. This is something that I actually talked about with my therapist because I don't like confrontation. And it's something that makes me want to kind of just back down from any conversation that has to be confrontational to begin with. And she told me, I need you to restructure the word confrontational with honest. You're showing up to a conversation with honesty. You are instilling boundaries with honesty. It's not confrontational, it's being honest. So you saying, if someone asks you for a meeting at 4 p.m., hey, I can't do 4 p.m. on Thursday, but I can do 10 a.m. on Friday, or I can do 3 p.m. on Thursday, if that's better. And that's showing up with honesty. It's politely declining and then providing options of what is better for you and the other person, and it's still accommodating. And think to yourself, are you ever mad when someone has told you that they can't do this time, but they can do another time? I know I haven't been, and I imagine you also have not been. Maybe there's like a one-off time, but the majority of the time, you're not. So to bring that all back full circle, don't set yourself to a completely different standard than you don't set for other people. You're allowed to have a life and you're allowed to say no, just like everyone else. So I have a couple of tips for balancing your life in the summertime with your big girl job to make it feel like you still have a life and that you can still enjoy yourself and that you're still a human at the end of the day. Because we all need to feel like that when we go to work. Definitely in America, we tend to really prioritize and identify with our job. What do you do? You know, when you meet someone for the first time, what do you do for a living? And they ask about your career. But I feel like there's so much more to people than just their career. And it's kind of emphasizing that idea that you are more than just your career. And these are my tips for making your days count outside of your career and still enjoying your life and your summer while having your big girl job. Number one is to make the after hours of your work count. If you get home at 5 p.m., you have from, let's say, like 5 to 10 p.m. every single day. That's 5 hours of uninterrupted time to do whatever you want. If you want to go to happy hour, go to happy hour. Have a great time. If you want to go work out, go work out. Have a great time. If you want to spend it with your family, go spend it with your family. Have a great time. If you want to drive down to the beach just to see the sunset, drive down to the beach just to go see the sunset. It's so easy to get caught up in the mentality of, I work a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday. Yes, that is true. But that also means that you have off before 9 and after 5 every single day, which brings me to a second point. When you are not working, do not check work. Do not bring it home with you. Do not check it. You are in play mode. You are in you mode. You are in summer mode. Even if that's literally a Tuesday from 5 to 9, it's your 5 to 9 after your 9 to 5. From your 5 to 9, you can be an entirely different person than your 9 to 5. Do not check your work. Your work stays at work because you'll be back there tomorrow. And again, it goes right back to what I was saying earlier. Are you ever mad when someone does not answer your email after 5 p.m.? Typically, no. Typically, no. And also, when someone answers our email that we sent them earlier in the day after 5 p.m., doesn't it give you like the, oh, now I have to respond? That's probably what everyone thinks when they get an email and have to answer it after work hours. Leave your work at home. The world, I promise, will continue to turn if you do not answer an email after you are done work. I promise it will. Now, listen, I get it. There are exceptions where sometimes you like need to bring work home. You need to do a couple things. You need to finish up. Fine. That's where the efficiency comes back. Block out the time. Finish it in an hour if you can and just get it done. And when you are done, you are done. While you're at work, really focus on being at work. Focus on giving your work 100% of your best quality work so that when you leave work later in the day, you can say to yourself, I just put in a lot of time, I put in a lot of effort, and I really deserve to go do whatever the hell it is that I want. On weekends, same thing. When you are living on a Saturday and Sunday, do not even think about work. Work who? There's a show out right now. I like haven't watched it. I heard Girls Gotta Eat talk about it. It sounds like so interesting. I think it's on Apple TV, and I forget what it's called, but I think I want to watch it. But it's like this group of people, they have like a chip implanted in them or something. And when you're at work, you like don't remember your family or like anything else about you. And then when you're out of work, you don't remember anything about work. Like you don't really like know what you do or something like that. Like adopt that mentality. Like honestly, for real, like when you're at work, it's work, 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 work. And you're going to do good work. You're going to make the most of your hours. But when you're out of work, you are out of work. And man, are you going to enjoy it. You're going to appreciate all those moments. You're going to enjoy every single second that you have making these memories, because that is what keeps you going. Another thing, I want you guys to take off during the summer. It's not a crime to take days off of work if you're able to. That's what PTO is for. That's why we get days off of work, because you're meant to enjoy your life. It's not just about the rat race of life. It's about enjoying your life. Take days off of work without feeling guilty. Everyone works hard and everyone deserves the deserved time off. So take it, and take it without feeling guilty. Set your email on that says, I'm out of office and will return back on X, Y, and Z. If you need something, email this person and direct it to someone else in your office if you can. You are allowed to take off just as much as the next person. I promise the company will keep going. I promise the world will keep turning. I promise, promise, promise. There's such like the hustle culture mentality where it's like, no days off. And I'm doing like the kissy face with like a peace sign as I say that. No days off. And that's because it's what's been drilled to us. Wake up at 4 a.m., no days off, work hard, reap the benefits, this, that, all the other things. That's great, but isn't that kind of what we do, like from fall to spring? Don't we all kind of grind from the fall to spring? Because it's kind of like, what else am I going to do? You know what I mean? But once the summer hits, everyone wants shorter days. Everyone wants to go enjoy their life, as you should. It's your life. You only get one of them. You don't want to only work. Now, obviously, when you find something that you love and that you're passionate about, it makes going to work easier. So the bottom line of this is I encourage everyone to try to be in a field that they feel passionate and excited about work. It really will help. But even with that being said, like what I do, I love and I'm passionate about, but everyone needs days off, and it's okay to take those days off. You work hard to enjoy your life. So truly enjoy your life. Another thing to remember is that summer Fridays are like literally a thing. Again, I've never been from a corporate standpoint, but from a couple of friends' experiences, what I've heard is that summer Fridays, it's either that like you could take a half day each Friday, or every other Friday you get the day off if you work a full Friday like the week before. So what that tells me is that everyone gets it. Everyone wants a day off, and you're allowed to feel overwhelmed, and you're allowed to feel stressed out, and you're also simultaneously allowed to enjoy your life. You can do it all. You can be the girl that shuts down the bars at 2 a.m. and the girl that shows up to work at 9 a.m. on Monday with the most perfect outfit on, and you're ready to do your work. They can both exist, and they do in a lot of people. One of my very best friends, Rachel, there is no one that parties harder than her. I kept wanting to say parties hardier. Doesn't make sense. Parties harder than her and works harder than her. Rachel will literally like shut down the bar on a Wednesday night and then be leading a meeting at 8 a.m. Thursday morning. She's truly amazing. I don't really know how she does it. She is built different. In fact, built different. But what I'm getting at is that there is a way where you can work hard and play hard. There can be two versions of yourself that coexist. And if you give 100% to yourself when you're at work, that's your work self. And then you give 100% to yourself to have fun, to be a fun summer girly. Enjoy your life, enjoy your friends. 100% of that with no work dipping into it. You don't even need to talk about it. You don't need to think about it. If you have a work computer, leave it at work. Put it under your bed. If you have a work phone, turn it off. if you can. You should be able to because you're not in office unless you're like on call or something. But you can exist in a space where you work really, really hard and play really, really hard. And guess what? You're allowed to. Everyone is allowed to enjoy their life. And I hope this helped you guys out a little bit. I know it's definitely an adjustment period going from being in school your whole life to where you literally have summers off and you pick up part-time summer jobs that are typically like fun and make, you know, you make some money to enjoy yourself. But now that you're working your big girl job, you have big girl money. You can do things. You can go on vacations. You can go to nice brunches. Like, you have big girl money now. Like, you can really use that to your advantage to enjoy your life even more. And you will learn through practice and through experience how to enjoy your life and shut off work when you need to and enjoy life when you're able to. I encourage you guys to look at adults in your life, like your parents, or for me, like Joe Gorga. I talked about him so much now, but he also said this on Real Housewives a couple episodes ago when I was watching like 10 or 11th season. Like my dad's a really good example of this as well. People that have been in the working field for a while are really good typically at being able to turn off work and enjoy their life. And it really is like an out of sight, out of mind thing. And sometimes when we get like this random spouts of like work anxiety and then we feel guilt, we have to remember, number one, that like we're literally not hurting anyone by enjoying our life. If anything, we're making ourselves better for work tomorrow or on Monday, whenever it is. You're not hurting anyone. And number two, when in the back of our mind we hear that work anxiety, it's just anxiety talking. It's not a real threat. It's not a real voice in our head. Like, it's just anxiety talking. And recognizing that and learning to shut it down and compartmentalize it, I'm getting better, compartmentalize that, is going to be extremely valuable when enjoying your time this summer and enjoying your life. So take the days off, enjoy your 5 to 9s after your 9 to 5s, and realize that you can exist as both the work girly that slays her job and the work girly that shuts down the bar all at the same time. You can do it all. And I promise the more you do it, the easier it will get. But don't stress yourself out and be really proud of yourself. It's amazing to get a job after school. It's amazing to be able to be working. And it's amazing to be able to have a life outside of work as well. So enjoy it. And I'm excited to see how the summer plays out for all of you guys. And what better episode to do for Memorial Day weekend. Guys, have a great rest of your Memorial Day. I hope you found some value in this episode. I would love it if you guys DM'd me any tips that you have for balancing yourself this summer. I think so many people will find that valuable. And I myself would love to read it as well. And I will share some on my story, which is @ToriSterling_. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. If you guys are driving home from the shore, drive safe. Thank you for listening to Manifest on your drive home. Be sure to, also if you're listening to this on your hot girl walk, thank you for choosing Manifest to accompany you on your hot girl walk. That's like the biggest form of flattery ever. Be sure to rate Manifest 5 stars on Spotify or Apple Music, or I guess Apple Podcasts. It really, really helps the show, and it means a lot for me. So guys, thank you so much. I will talk to you all next week. I have so many topics that I have saved. Like, let me read a couple. I actually have one. It's called My 5 to 9 After My 9 to 5. So I kind of want to do like an entire episode on that. I think you guys would also really like that. I have another one called My 2 Different Morning Routines, because this is like a revelation that I've had lately. I have another one called Seize the Day. Another one called Making Friends as Adult/Postgrad. And I have another one called Don't Forget to Live. This is like how my brain works. Like, I will think of ideas and then just write them down in my notes app. And I'm like, okay, one day I'll eventually do this. Building a routine that serves you. Habits I need to break. To feel like me and to feel like I'm at home no matter where I am. Those are just some ideas I have written down. All right, guys, have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you guys all very soon. And don't forget to enjoy your week. Bye, guys.